Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all
dressed
like the $1 million bucks,
bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Okay. I want to talk to you today about success, but I want to talk to you about it like I usually do in terms of a principle of it. But I want to share something with you about it And I was talking to my daughter about it. I've talked about my son-in-law about it, talked about it with all my children. And I'm really starting to express it to them now because I'm talking to a wide range of people constantly. But I want to share something with you. If you have any aspiration of being successful, I want you to realize, starting right now, the effort that it's going to require. And that's why I think it stops a lot of people. I think a lot of people are never told or don't understand the sheer effort that it takes to become successful at anything in any area of your life. If you think that doing your best is enough, I got news for you. It's not. Well, Steve, what if you've done your best, though, and your best ain't good enough? Well, let me ask you that same question. Hold on. If you want to be successful and you've done your best and best isn't good enough, what, you through? That's it? But Steve, it was my best. No. It was the best you had at that time and that particular day. But tomorrow, add something to it. You've never done everything. There is no you can't go no more. You can't add no more. I've seen marathon runners end up crawling across the line. I've seen triathlon people, man, just staggering in the street and didn't want nobody to help them because they knew that would disqualify them from the race. You got more. Have you ever dipped into your reserve tank? That's what we're talking about now. See, all of us have a reserve tank. You know, on my ranch, I like to ride four-wheelers. I have all-terrain vehicles. And all of them have a gas tank on it. And a gas tank, and most of mine, let me see all of them. Yeah, all of them have gas tank needles on them. And it lets me know when I get down towards E, there's a little lane that's red that lets me know, okay, Steve, you're in the danger zone now. You're riding into the lowest part of your tank. But if I keep riding and I forget to get some gas in there, guess what? When it runs out of gas, all of my all-terrain vehicles, all of them, Honda, Polaris, all of them, those are the makers. There's a button on the gas tank itself that I can click and it says reserve. That means they know that for the hardcore riders, they're going to ride somewhere and they're going to get themselves in a situation and they're going to run out of everything. They're going to run out of road. They're going to run out of gas. They've prepared because they know for the hardcore rider, every hardcore rider needs a reserve tank. And so there's a button that you can click on the gas tank that clicks it into a reserve, and it'll give you about 50 miles or 20 miles worth of gas in there. Now, guess what? In that reserve, that may be all you need to get you to where you're going or get you back to safety so you can refuel. Don't tell me you've done your best. When your best don't cut it, what you gonna do? See, when best is possible, then good enough ain't enough. See, that's good enough. But if the best is possible, why would you not shoot for that? And you are all capable of making it. But you've got to change your mindset and realize the effort that has to be put forth in becoming successful. You've got to do it relentlessly over and over and over and over. And every day I try to do something to progress my life for the better. I try to do something every day. I wake up every day with a plan, some phone calls, some meetings, some interviews, something, man, that's going to advance and move the brand forward. Because here's what's going to happen, you all. Let's say you reach your goal. Let's say your goal is to make $100,000. Well, I got news for you. Listen to this. When you make the $100,000, you can't go nowhere and go on vacation and put your hand behind your head and say, I made $100,000. Guess what you got to do? You got to find a way now to maintain that $100,000 to keep it coming in. See, you can't just get there and stop and rest and whoa. It is harder to maintain your success than it is to get successful. See, let's say, let me show you this. Suppose it takes you 5 to 8 years to find a way to make $50,000. Let's say it takes you 5 to 8 years to find a way to make an extra $50,000. And you finally, through work and effort, you get to the $50,000 mark. It's only just begun now. Because guess what? In order to keep the 50 coming in, you got to duplicate what you did to get there. And then, here's what you're going to have the audacity, being a human being, you're going to want another 50. Because you're a human being. Because you got to have something else to shoot for. Now you're going to want another 50. Well, now then guess what you got to do now? Now you got to do what you did before. Plus you got to come up with something else. Then after that, you're going to have the audacity, because you're humans, you're going to want another 50. So that's how this works. And see, that's the importance of your relationship with God, because you're going to constantly need him. And ain't ever a point where you're going to be through needing him. But there ain't going to become a point in your life where you're going to want nothing, unless you done just gave up. And if you done gave up, who wants that? Come on, y'all. This is going to take quite a bit of effort. And if you think it'll come to you any other way, you're sadly mistaken. Because of all the successful people I know that the effort they put out on a daily basis is daunting. And I think that the average person just doesn't understand the requirement of time and effort that it takes to get there, and willingness to put it out. You got to cut a lot of monkey business out your life. All that hanging out, all that late and all that clubbing, all that drinking, all that. You got to cut a whole lot of monkey business out to be successful, man. If you're planning on being successful, get up early, stay up late, work, try, think, meet, greet, smile, attract. It takes a lot. Let's go. But you can do it. God is passing out blessings all day long. Why are you not in line for yours? I'm telling you right now, I want everything God got for me. Because what he's shown me so far, whoo, if he got some more, man, oh man, how good is God, huh?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, he did it again. That God Almighty, something else. I don't know. I are no words for how good God is. There's no way, there's not a superlative that really captures what God really is. Supercalifragilistic, espialidocious, don't do it. Awesome, short, amazing, short. there are no superlatives for it. He just all in, he everything to me. Just everything.
And me.
Man.
Yeah.
Solid.
And me.
Show me.
I'm talking about solid. I'm talking about ain't ever let me down. That's the one factor in my life that has been a go-to plug for me that ain't never let me down. I'm talking about ain't ever not had an answer, ain't ever not supplied my needs, been there for all my wants. Man, stop everything. That's how I feel today, man. I ain't got no word.
Come on,
thank
Steve.
You,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Man.
Say it.
Amen. Man.
in your righteous name, man.
Yes, Lord.
Hold me. Please don't let me go. Now, I've been let go before. I've had networks let me go. Women let me go. Lord, please don't ever let me go.
He'll never leave me. Never.
Yeah, man.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry Carlin, Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., the legend of Nephew Tommy Jr.
Yes, sir.
What's going on today, man?
Let me ask you something, Unc. Let's see how well you know your crew, Unc. How well you know your crew. We on the Steve Harvey Morning Show commit a crime. We commit a crime, okay. Unc. All right. Now, just on your crew, Unc. Who snitching? Who copping a plea? Who gonna say it wasn't me, and who gonna say Steve? It was Steve's idea. Who gonna do this right here?
Okay. Start one at a time.
Okay, who's snitching?
Shirley.
I knew he was gonna say me.
That's about you.
Off the top, ain't got no problem. Shirley yeah, snitching.
I'm telling it
okay.
all.
Okay. Who copping a plea, Unc? Dang.
Monica.
The sip.
Okay. All right. Who gonna say it wasn't me?
Tommy.
and I'm sticking okay. to my story.
Okay. Okay. And who gonna say? I'm gonna tell y'all right now. It was Steve's idea.
You.
See
that might be Shirley again.
That's kind of a toss up. Yeah, cuss.
Let's hear it, mister. It wasn't
I think
me.
Shirley and Monica get together and come up with that.
Okay. It was Steve's idea?
Yeah.
Tell only if it was.
Steve's
oh, well,
idea.
You going to have to tell the truth. It probably was my idea.
Right. If it was your idea, then I'm okay. snitching.
So what you see, Carl?
If I
got
to go to war with anybody on the show,
yeah.
Tommy. I'm going with Tommy.
Okay.
I'm going with Tommy.
What Carla going to do, huh?
Carla's solid, though. See, she hood. She hood. As long as you don't hurt her feelings, all your car tires is safe, your windshield is safe.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour. We'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, nephew Tommy?
We're running that prank back, Shirley. We're giving up for Lent. We are giving up for Lent. Right now, we going I'm going to give your wife up for Lent, man. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hey, I'm trying to reach Dorsey. Yeah, this is he. Who is this? This is Cliff, man. I work at the post office with your wife. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. Everything cool?
Yeah, everything good, man. Everything good. My name is Cliff, man. I wanted to reach out and holler at you about a couple things if you got a minute. You got a minute?
Yeah, is everything all right with my wife? Is something wrong or something?
No. Your wife good, man. Your wife good. I wanted to hit you up, man. We've been working the post office quite a while. We probably been in the same room a few times, man. I don't know if you remember meeting me or not, but
Okay.
But what I wanted to say, man, is trying to do better with my life, dog, and you know, just trying to do better. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for Lent, man, I gave up a few things. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that would be a good thing, man, to try to the things that matter the most. Or that you're addicted to, you know, you want to get rid of. You know what I'm saying? At least for Lent is what I'm trying to do. You feel me?
Okay, I'm kind of confused, but what they got to do with me?
Well, basically, man, I'm giving up for Lent. You know, I decided to give up messing around with your wife. You know, because
whoa, hold on, man. I'm at work. I don't know what you talking about, but back up and rephrase everything you just said.
Well, like I say, man, for Lent, I'm trying to give up stuff that I'm addicted to, you know, and I decided.
Okay, but what that got to do with me and my wife, though, and you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to give up messing around with your wife for Lent. I mean, that's what I have given up. I've given up messing around with your wife for Lent.
Man, what the talking about, man? Messing around with my wife, man. I ain't got no time for no games right now. Who the is this, man?
Like I said,
what's your name again?
This is Cliff, man. I actually work with her for the last 10, 12 years. But what I wanted to really let you know is, you know, her schedule probably going to change because what we used to be doing, we ain't doing, so she probably going to be coming home a little bit earlier or things like that. But I don't want you getting addicted to it because, you know, back what we used to do.
Man, what the is you talking about, man? Hold on, my wife's gonna be home in a minute. We're gonna talk about all this here with me, man. I'm about to. Hold on, what are you in the city right now? Can I meet with you right now, Cliff? Right?
Okay, but what I'm trying to say, well, like you know, I said, man, I'm trying to do better. You know, I gave up.
You trying to do better? That sounds like a bunch of to me. I got something for you and my wife. This is true.
Okay, man. I mean, ain't you feeling me though? I'm trying to do better though.
I ain't feeling the thing. You calling me, telling me my wife. I think we need to meet up and talk about this face to face, Cliff. What you think?
I mean, we can talk right now if you want to have a conversation.
Nah. You just tell me your address, and me and my wife's gonna just come on over there. How about that? And we all sit down and have a little powwow. I don't know who the think you is, man, but me and my wife been together over 15 years, and we ain't never had no problems with no like this. Like the you telling me on this phone, it sound like a bunch of crazy to me, but somebody neck gonna today if this is true. So what you need to do, you need to tell me your name, your number, and I don't know why you call from this block phone number. You hear me?
Hey, man, I'm hearing you, man. What I'm saying, the reason for the call was to let you know, you know, don't get used to her schedule, because after Lent, it's going to be back to the way it used to be. That's all the phone calls.
Man, what the is you talking about? What's your last name, Cliff? I'm finna come find you. I'm finna come see you now, Jack.
My name is Cliff. Like I say, I work at the
Cliff.
And I work at the post office with. So
okay, well, how come you call from a block number, Cliff? What's your phone number, man?
Hey, man, listen. I'm not trying to have no confrontation with you, man.
It's already a confrontation. You can call my phone from a block number. I don't know you. You don't know me. And you telling me you been my wife. Are you serious? Did you know she was married?
Well, I mean, what you mean?
Did you know she was married? Yes or no?
I knew she was married.
Okay, well, there it is. You knew that from the jump. So that means you've been disrespecting me from the jump. So now I got to get in your now. You just done told off on yourself. So irregardless, I'm coming to see you today, Jack.
Hey, and my name ain't Jack, man. My name Cliff. But you're not. Hey, I'm not.
Okay, well, look here,
like
Cliff.
I said, I don't have no. Huh? I'm not trying to have no confrontation. I just wanted you to be aware of the schedule.
Yeah. Okay. I'm definitely aware now, Cliff. Who the hell is you,
hey,
man?
Hey, man. Another thing, man.
Cliff,
I want to say this here. Like, I know your tattoo on your name on her lower back. I seen that. It say Dorsey
what?
Right there.
Whoa! Hold on, man. You telling me you done seen the tattoo on her back? Is that what you telling
on
me?
On her lower back, man. Right on above her tailbone. Yeah, I seen it. Dorsey, your name Dorsey, right?
Man, who the f*** is this, man? What's your real name?
Hey, man, hey, dog, calm down, man. Are you cool with the schedule change?
Calm down. You call my phone.
Are you cool with the schedule changing is what I'm asking?
What?
Are you cool with her schedule changing? You see what I'm saying? Her schedule going to come back to normal once Lent is over with. I gave up messing around with her for Lent, but not
forever. Listen, man, I'm not cool with a thing. I'm about to be cool in your face in a minute. Now tell me your name, tell me your number, and your real address, and we're going to talk about all this in person.
Okay. All right. What? My name.
What's your name?
My name Tommy, man.
Okay, now we getting somewhere. Tommy what?
I mean, why you need my last name?
Because I'm finna come see you. What you mean why I need your last name? Hold on. Somebody get Angie on the phone. Hey, hold on. Don't go nowhere. We finna get Angie on the phone right now, and we gonna settle this right now. Hold on. Get on the phone. Call her. For real. Yeah. Tommy who? What you scared of?
Okay, man. They call me Nephew Tommy.
Oh, who?
My name Nephew Tommy from Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What? Oh, hell no. She done set me up, man.
Man, your wife got me to prank call you.
Why ain't answering the phone? This need to be against the law, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, baby, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, I guess.
I'm done with it. Done with it.
You need to be. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Super Freak, the Rick James story, is set to hit the stage soon.
Here's a new soap opera featuring a wealthy black family living in a gated community coming to CBS, and Oprah's new special. We'll dive into the new alternative ways to lose weight. That is all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time for us to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Moya in Kansas City, who says, 9 years ago, I left my husband and he moved another woman into our home. We never got divorced and he's very ill now. When he dies, I don't want to have to deal with that woman. Should I keep asking her to leave or involve the law?
Well, you're not going to have to. Did she say when he dies?
Yeah, she did, because he's very ill now. Very
well,
ill.
Well, you're still married to him.
Yeah.
That old who moved in ain't going to mean a la-di-da.
Say it again.
It's not going to mean a la-di-da.
A la-di-da.
And the fact that y'all never got divorced and he done moved somebody in, now he's sick as hell. Now you know he going to die? Lord.
Ooh. She said he is very ill. Yeah.
Yeah. Do she know?
The other woman.
How old is Rufus?
Well.
You need to find. Now, anyway, I don't think you have a concern. You ain't got to deal with her because by law you're married. And you said moved into our house. So I'm assuming your name is on that deed or something. This is going to be real short and quick. Don't even worry about that.
Because the woman has no legal right to be there.
Now.
Not an hour.
All that squatter's rights and all that. Here, I don't know what this state this is in, but that. Anybody
Kansas City.
That? Oh, hell no.
She has no rights. She ain't running
nothing. No. No. You.
All right. Moving on to Wayne in Philly. Wayne writes, I'm 29 years old and my girlfriend just broke up with me. I butt-dialed her while I was asking my coworker a lot of sexual questions. It was just a lunchtime conversation and two other people were at the table. How do I make things right with my girl?
Come on,
Wayne. Good luck. You got to fix this.
Come on, dog.
How? Oh. How can he fix it? Come on. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah, it is, Shirley.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's hear this lie.
I can't wait.
No, this ain't gonna be a lie.
What is it gonna be?
No, he got to come in. This belly side down on this one right here. This ain't no
lie. Big.
You got to go. Listen, it was a group of us at the table.
Yeah.
I was wrong for some of the things I was asking, but I was just showing out in front of the table. I need you to forgive me, admit nothing. Here's my phone. We have no contact. We don't talk to each other. We were all at lunch. Now, your problem is if the two other people that was at the lunch, see, either way, you're going to be in trouble. If it was two other dudes at the table, you in trouble. If it was two, you really in trouble. And you really in trouble if it was two other women at the table.
Yeah,
so why you got this? So when's your ass become Dr. Phil?
You get all that. But he was asking sexual questions.
Yeah, that's what you talk about sometime at lunch, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why they broke up.
Yeah, I understand that. He got to go, he got to crawl back. You know.
But this not going to work.
See, some people need a flip phone, though. Some people don't know how to just handle a phone situation. That's the problem.
I butt dial more phone? People. Hell yeah, I butt dial people all the time.
Do you, Steve?
And they see my phone call, they call right back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Hell, he's calling me.
Hello.
All right, man. So he's going to have to. You said he's not going to have to lie.
That's all he can do is crawl, but there's no lie out of this one. I'm telling you.
Oh, what? Uh-huh.
No, the butt dial and she heard you talking.
Yeah, sexual question.
And see, you didn't say that wasn't me at the beginning, which was your only hope. I don't know who you heard, but that wasn't me.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
I know your voice. No, you don't. Not on the butt dial. That phone was in my pocket. Yeah. But you never put the disclaimer out that it wasn't you. If you don't jump on this lie initially, hard to say this one. You'd have had to jump.
Okay.
As soon as she said, you know, I heard you talking on your phone.
Right.
You heard what? You thought that was me?
Yeah. We good.
Really? Like, well, she sorry. Doesn't know his voice.
Man, Dwight, people confuse me and Dwight at work all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. I was sitting there with Dwight. I didn't ask nobody nothing. Why would I say something? Listen to this.
Okay, yeah. Here come the lies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but you'd have had to do that though. Initially. And he yeah, had to get on there. That was Dwight. That was Dwight. We sound just alike. And she don't have a recording. So I'd have hammered her with that one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who is so Dwight?
When she said, the lady said, Wayne, why did you ask me that?
That wasn't you.
It's two Waynes at the job.
I told you.
What you talking about? Ain't the only Wayne up there.
It's Wayne. Well, let me talk to Wayne. He from a temp service.
So it's two Waynes.
Oh, too much. Okay. That's she why said, she broke up with you.
It's Dwayne.
You're not getting her back.
Dwayne. And then Wayne.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Coco in Denver. Coco says, I'm dating an ex-pro athlete, and he doesn't like to wear protection. I'm 36, so of course I want a baby. It's risky, but I'm willing to show him better than I can tell him that he needs to wrap it up. Would I be wrong if I ended up pregnant by him? What?
This is good. Playing with these kids, man. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all playing with these kids and these diseases. He don't like to wrap it up. He an ex-pro athlete.
Crazy.
Well, he gonna be an ex-person if he keep this up.
Get some he can't throw back.
Yeah, and it's gonna be an ex-person. See, y'all can, man, y'all get shit. Would I be wrong if I? This you want a baby?
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all need to have this conversation. This you gonna have a baby and ain't gonna have no man. And all this, I don't like protection. Man, get out of it. What's wrong with y'all?
It's too much.
Better get your
book. All right, last one, man. Steve. Miranda in College Park says, my 20-year-old daughter had a baby on Valentine's Day. Her child's father ghosted her for weeks, and he's back now. She wants to live with him, but I suggested he move in here so I can watch him. Am I being a good mom or a meddler?
I think you're being stupid.
Don't bring him in there.
All right.
You finna let this dude come in your house?
Wow.
For what?
He just as stupid
she
as the
she
kids.
Wants to keep an eye
so
on.
You can watch him. Watch him do what? You can't watch nobody get ghosts. He done it once. What you gonna stop because he stay there? What?
He gonna make another one and leave. Watch.
Man. Man.
All right. So
I don't
no.
want to be the CLO no more.
It's too much.
Coming up next, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So the stage play Super Freak, the Rick James story, is set to open this summer in Atlanta. Super Freak was written and produced by iconic playwright. You know him very well, Tommy. Jacarius Johnson.
Jacarius, yep.
Uh-huh. And we'll explore Rick James' life and legacy with all the music and drama that it was filled with. Stokely from Mick Condition will play Rick James, and reportedly, he comes very, very close to matching Rick James' powerhouse vocals and stage show. Super Freak goes beyond Rick James' fame and shows how he overcame adversity and addiction to become a legendary artist. So, Steve, I know you don't like musicals. That's a known fact. But would you go see Super Freak, the Rick James story, the stage play starring Stokely?
No, I'm kidding.
You wouldn't go?
I don't know why y'all ask him this all the time. You know he's not going to go to
a I'm not going to
y'all act like it's not changed.
We just keep singing. Where is this story going? Let's get up out of here.
It's intermission.
We'd have heard 8 songs. What are we doing in here?
But you love music.
I love music on the radio. I love music on my phone. I love live concerts.
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Rick don't have the music that fits into a musical. Love them.
Yes.
That's what I used to do.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going. It. Especially because Stokely is, and Stokely can say.
Yeah, that boy Stokely was insane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah.
But that's like going to, you know, all them, you know, church plays they used to have. Be at there and listen to people, you know. It's just not for me, Shirley. I'm not
saying
it's
okay. It's all right. We're going to move on now to CBS and the NAACP, because they've announced a new black daytime soap opera. It's called The Gates. The Gates is the first black daytime soap opera in 35 years and will feature a predominantly black cast. The focus will be on an affluent black family in an exclusive gated community. The Gates promises multidimensional characters, juicy storylines, and black culture front and center. Tommy, I think you should go audition for The Gates.
The Gates.
Uh-huh. Soap opera, CBS.
I'll look into it. The Gates.
All right. Well, I ain't like Oprah don't know you.
Okay.
I got a shoe in.
Yeah. That should be good. An affluent black family and an exclusive gated community.
Who would you be good at playing, Tommy? Like, what type of character?
I'm going to be the militant dude in The Gates that don't get along with nobody. That's going to be me. I'm going to be that guy in The Gates.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you still want to play? Because you said this before a while ago, the Bobby Brown story. I mean, do you still
Who are you
going to
be?
Didn't you say you wanted to be Bobby Brown?
Whoa. Who's going to be Bobby Brown?
Tommy.
Tommy, you did say this a
Tommy
long
wanted
time
to be Bobby Brown.
I can't play Bobby.
How the hell are you going to be Bobby Brown?
Could I play Bobby Womack?
Bobby Blue Bland.
You have a better chance. Oh, that's my man, Bobby Blue Bland.
That's my mama man, Bobby Blue.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You ain't finna be Bobby Womack. Yeah, I mean, you ain't finna be Bobby Brown. That's a damn sure. All that dancing his ass used to do.
Bobby can dance, though.
Huh?
Bobby don't dance. Do them dances no more.
Nah.
All right, we're moving on.
But Bobby ain't doing all them dances with the rest of the group. Bobby standing to the side. He jumping in when he wanted to jump in.
He doing a little bit. You going to get off Bobby. You going to get off the King.
Right, because you know we love Bobby Brown on this show.
But Bobby will take a break, though.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yes, he will. Finally, Oprah will explore the growing trend of people using alternative weight loss methods to lose weight fast. In a new TV show, it's called an Oprah Special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. The special will air next Tuesday, March 18th. Oprah recorded the special with a live audience, and she speaks with medical experts and people who have taken Ozempic, people who have taken Mounjaro, Wegovy, and other prescription diabetes and weight loss medications. So, you know, I'm sure each one of us knows someone that is taking one of these weight loss drugs. Would you rather lose weight the old fashioned way or the fast track or fast track your weight loss with one of these methods?
If it's
safe. I understand people doing it.
Man, I ain't mad at all.
Yeah. If it's safe.
Shot pill. Whatever.
Come on, man. They should have been did something because
fat today, gone tomorrow, yes.
See, especially in America, man, because this is a hard country to stay in shape in because of our food and the way it's processed and made. And I mean, we do a pretty bad job with preservatives and chemicals in food. We do a really bad job as a nation. That's illegal. And do you know folic acid does not exist in other parts of the world? Preservatives are not allowed in other parts of the world. GMO does not exist. We were in Africa one time, and we were ordered some watermelon. One of the Americans that was with us said, "Man, y'all ain't got no watermelon without no seeds in it." Them Africans were so confused.
How you think it's growing without?
Bruh, they would. No, that's great, not a thing over there. That cannot happen. That's when I realized that a lot of times we're doing a bad job with food. So, I'm okay with all that stuff. Whoever you are.
20 minutes after, have you ever taken a joke too far, guys, and offended your wife or family member or friend? We'll talk about that with these comedians right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So comedian Mike Epps issued a public apology to his beautiful wife, Kyra, after he made some controversial remarks on his recent podcast interview. In the interview, Mike was reflecting on his life and he said, quote, "One thing I'm going to get right before I leave this earth, I'm going to learn how to treat a woman 100% right. That's something that I want to do. For my mother, for my children, for my daughters. And now that I'm getting older, I'm realizing that you've got to treat a woman right." Mike received a lot of backlash online with commenters saying that he was being disrespectful to his wife and the mother of his two youngest children. So, guys, comedians on the show, have you ever gone too far with a joke or a statement and you offended your wife, your family member, your
friend?
Like right now, it's a lot of jokes about my wife right now on stage. And she ain't seen none of them.
Oh, in your new stand-up show?
Yeah, uh-huh. She ain't seen none of this. So I'm a little hesitant for her to come out because she's like, "Everybody keep telling me you're doing a lot about me on stage. I need to come see this." And I don't know if she going to like all that with me.
What
but
about
it's the truth. It's
jokes
the truth.
About your Uncle Steve? What about that?
Oh yeah, he's fine.
He can take it.
I ain't worried about him. He can take it.
He be all right.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, I got him down to a science.
Huh? Junior,
have I? Did some
offended your wife or your family or friends?
I do all the above. Yeah, my wife got offended one time. I did a joke because I told her she cussed like a white woman. So I don't really know how to react. You know, I grew up in a black household. You know, she went to private school. So, you know, when she cusses at me, you know, "Damn it, Kara," and don't sound and I don't get no reaction. You know, I just, And so she didn't like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, but it was funny as hell, though. I know that. That's all I
know. But not to her.
No.
She didn't like it. All right, Steve. Have you offended your wife?
Well, of course, you know, not my wife, but all my kids have come to me.
For your family?
And all complained at one point in time, daughters, sons, "Dad, we don't want to be in your show."
Uh-huh. Mm.
"So stop using us." And I said, hey, you see all the groceries in the refrigerator? You see?
Uh-huh.
See all them rooms y'all got, all them computers, see all them new shoes up in there? Mm. Yeah. You know what bought all that stuff? Some damn jokes. Now, seeing as how y'all ass ain't helping to write none of these jokes, damn it, you gonna be the joke. I don't really give a damn how you feel about it. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, so you ain't hate me, are you? They're offended.
I mean, you gotta be out your mind. Everybody done benefited from the jokes, but ain't nobody gonna help write none. You better what? No, ma'am. Let's go. You are the joke. Especially my daughters. Daddy, I would stop doing it.
All right. So you all are guilty. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour. So Tommy has a question for us that's been trending online. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So Tommy, you got a question for us you wanted to ask?
So this is for the crew. This is for everybody. Y'all let me know what you think your answer would be. All right, here it is. You loan
I'll
a friend.
Answer last.
Of course.
You loan a friend $3,000. All right? Last year, you loaned a friend $3,000. Have not paid you back yet. You just, you know, it's kind of putting a damp on the relationship. You ask him, you know, you say, well, you know what? Just give me $1,000. I'm in a bind right now. Give me $1,000. And we'll let the other two slide. We won't even worry about it. They tell you, all I got is $500. I can give you $500. And you in a bind so much, you go ahead and take the $500. All right? So you get them your bank account, your information. They wire you some money. Next morning, you wake up. It's $5,000 in your account. And you looking at the screen trying to make sure you looking at what you're looking at. It is $5,000 in the account. Now, you grab your phone. Uh-oh. It's 80 missed calls. In the phone. It's 80 missed calls. Now you're looking at your text. Oh, hell, it's 100 different text messages you didn't miss from that friend that tells you, hey, I made a mistake. I put an extra zero on there. Can you please send me $4,500 back of my money? So the question is, do you do what? A, send the $4,500 back. B, take out your full $3,000 and send the rest back. Or do you keep the entire $5,000?
B.
Starting with Carla.
Oh. B, take my three and then give you your, what is it, $1,500 remaining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing that you got it.
Right.
Seeing that you have that three. But I'm going to let you know.
Now, you'll be sending two back. You take out your three and you're sending $2,000 back.
Oh, right, because it was $5,000. Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to keep my three, whatever the remaining is. Yeah.
I'm definitely doing B.
You're getting your three out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to take my three and give you your two back. Yes. And change my number.
Junior boy?
Me? Dog, I have a brand new cell phone. I'm not giving nothing back. Nah, I ain't giving a damn thing back.
Matter of fact,
it took a year for me to get my three. Now I got an extra two. You ain't gonna get that two back either. No, just for my interest. Yes,
interest,
that's it.
Yes.
I'm not finna do nothing, man. I got a new car too. Oh, wow. Yes.
I'ma send him a scripture.
And which one?
That the Lord will do exceedingly and abundantly over all you think or ask. Right. In Jesus' name, send.
You're keeping the whole five.
So I don't know how in the world you came through with this five after I was expecting 500. The Lord will do exceedingly and abundantly over all you think or ask. This is a blessing in Jesus' name.
Look at God.
I don't care nothing about them missed calls, them text messages.
No.
Just like it took you so long to get back to me, you about to learn yourself some patience, homie.
It's going to be about a year. It's going to be about a year, partner.
Man.
Now, I'm going to give you the two back. You know, out of it.
But when?
When?
Oh, I don't know. I got to sort some things out. I got to look and make sure I don't need that two for nothing, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
No, then you know what I would really do, though, seriously?
What?
I'll go, hey, man, thank you so much, man, that this oversight has really come in handy because I needed this in the worst way, man. So I wanted to thank you for that, man, and I appreciate you clearing this up, man, in such a timely fashion. here's your $2,000 back, man. Thank you so much, dog. You know, if you need me, call me.
Coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is figure me out or get out. Okay? Figure me out or get out.
Either or.
Yeah. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nat?
We about to get stupid up in here, y'all.
Already.
Pull over. Pull over, but keep your seatbelt on. How about that? Pull over, but keep your seatbelt on. This right here is Oak Triosity.
Oak. Oh, man.
Triosity. I mean that. Pull over, put that belt on, put them hazard lights on, put your coffee in that cup holder, and hold on tight. This is Oak Triosity. Got dog if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Marvin, please.
Yeah, this is Marvin speaking.
Marvin, hi, I'm calling you from Dr.'s office. I'm actually the lab technician, and you came in and got a physical, I guess, about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, and my understanding, this is for your occupation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do for a living when you're a...
Oh, yeah, I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Now, I was giving you a call about, I'm here looking at your records and all the testings that you actually went through. Wow. Let's see. Have you had any activity or any problems around your navel area?
Nah, everything been fine.
Okay.
Everything all right, huh?
Yeah, everything's fine. But I mean, you haven't had any type of nothing, no breakout or anything around your navel or whatsoever?
Nah, man, the second time you asked me about my navel. Nah, everything's going straight, man.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's going on, man. What's happening?
Okay, actually, you've been diagnosed with oak triositis. And oak triositis is actually a fungus that comes out of South America. And you have no activity whatsoever around your navel?
No, man, quit asking the same thing, man. Oak triositis.
It's oak triositis, sir. And
what did you say that?
What that is actually, if you haven't had it yet, you say you haven't had any activity, there's going to be like a small little tree that's going to be growing from your navel, and it gets about 6 inches long, and it probably bears probably about 25 to 30 leaves on it, but it's very small.
Whoa, run that back by me. You see a tree going to be growing out my navel?
It's going to be a small tree, and what's going to happen is I'm going to have to get you to come back in probably in the next month. We're going to need you to come in so we can check it out, but it's got to grow its fullest potential before we can actually do anything to it.
Nah, I can't come in no month. I got to come in today, man. Somebody got to tell me what's going on, man. Get this problem resolved, man, because I'm going to get married, man.
Well, we can't. It has to grow its fullest potential, sir. And the full term is actually like about 4 weeks before we can actually...
Man, I'm not waiting for no 4 weeks, man. Somebody got to come tell me something right now, man. I ain't finna go married, man, and have to fly out of town, man, and have something going out my neighbor, man. Y'all... going crazy, man.
Sir, oak triositis is something that's very rare. We were actually getting this assignment from overseas in South America on how to treat this.
Man, I don't give a damn. Where is it, man? Somebody's going to have to come give me some help right now, man. I'm finna get ready to get married, man. I'm not finna be putting up with it, man. Somebody in this office, man, got to come down here and do something for me, man. And what you say, if you say I can cut it out myself...
Sir, the best I can do is probably trim it a bit, you know, and maybe knock a few leaves off, but I cannot touch the full stalk at all.
Man, you can cut this, put a Band-Aid, do something.
Sir, if you cut it, there's a
possibility. Right now, yeah, man.
You cannot, sir. If you cut it, there's a possibility of hemorrhaging, and you're going to really create a bigger problem than what you have already.
Man, I'm trying to get this pulled out, man. You didn't tell me can't nobody in that I'm driving down there to get this pulled out, man. I'm going to get married in 2 weeks, man. We finna fly to Jamaica and shit. Okay, now somebody can do this for me. I pull this out my self.
Sir, you cannot pull it out. You're gonna create
that, man.
You're gonna create a bigger problem if you try to pull it out, sir.
The problem is already there. I'm trying to get this down, man. You mean to tell me that big hospital ain't now there to help me?
Sir,
what you want me to do,
sir,
man?
It's not
so
simple.
I got mad out of poking out of my stomach, and you telling me it ain't you can do, man.
Sir, oak triositis is not something that we treat all the time. Like I said, it hails from South America. So we got...
I don't give a if it hails from Great Britain. somebody at the hospital 4 days to come down there and help me pull this off, man.
Sir, I understand what you're going through, but we have to let it grow its full term, which is 4 weeks, sir. The full root of it.
Letting it grow, man. I ain't finna let it grow, man. It's finna go down right now, man. Y'all gonna have to do something, man.
Sir, there's nothing we can do. We can probably trim it a little bit.
The trim. Get some chainsaw and cut this, man. Do something.
Sir, there's nothing we can do at this point but sit back and wait and let it grow its full term, okay? Can we get
I'm
you?
I'm not doing no waiting, man. Somebody finna help me right now, man.
Sir, can we get an appointment for you in the next 4 to 5 weeks? Can we do that?
Nah, you gotta get an appointment for me today. I'm finna get married, man. I'm finna fly to Jamaica, man. I can't have no sticking out of me. I can't even sit at the airport, man. You gonna embarrass me like that, man? Have sticking out my neighbor. You crazy?
Sir, I understand it, and like I said, oak triositis is very rare, and it's something that we haven't treated that many times here in the States, but overseas, the message that we're getting is that we need to let it grow its full term.
So you mean tell me ain't nobody in America got oak tree? What the f*** is the name of that f***, man?
It's oak triositis, sir.
So how the f*** I can get it if don't nobody else in the America got it.
Sir, I could not believe that you were coming up with oak triositis here in the States. It's something very rarely seen here. There's been 2 people in the past that's been diagnosed with this, and they actually passed away.
So now you're telling me some done died, and you're going to tell me 3 weeks. Man, I'm coming down there today, man. Somebody finna do something for me,
sir,
man.
There's nothing that we can do today until 4 to 5 weeks.
Man, I got to go get married. I'm flying to Jamaica, man. Did you... what I just said, man?
I'm hearing what you're saying, but I can't do anything if you don't see the tree already coming out of the navel yet.
Cut the f*** off. Somebody got to do something now. Damn, what you want me to do, man?
I don't know what I want you to do, sir, but I have one more thing I can tell you.
Yeah, well, what you got to say, man?
Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Earl.
Man, you gotta be kidding me, man. Damn, man, tell that man I'm gonna kick that out my way, man. Man, you too, Nephew Tommy, man. Y'all, man, y'all be going crazy as hell, man. I'm looking at all of my damn neighbor thinking the tree finna grow out this, man. I'm on the air, man.
No, you ain't on the air right now.
Man, I'm already nervous and finna get married in 2 weeks. Crazy. Man.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Marvin, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. if you're listening, your ass is out the way. Yeah, you out of there.
That's stupid on purpose right there. Stupid with a purpose. And I would be stupid with a purpose this weekend. I got shows in Richmond, Virginia, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and just added one show on Sunday at 3 o'clock. That's the only thing up for sale right now. Everything else is sold out. Thank God, thank God. I am coming to Richmond, the Funny Bone, baby. Sunday at 3 o'clock, when you get up out of church at 1, get you something to eat, go on home, change clothes, slide on over to the Funny Bone, get your laugh on. The Nephew is in town. Tickets on sale.
Tommy, they ain't got to change clothes no more.
Nah, they just come on. That's right. They don't wear what they used to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't seen a tie on at church, and I don't know how long. So, yeah, you're right. Y'all just come on through there and get your laugh on. All right, land in the cut, my boy, Paul Davis, baby. We're doing it Saturday night, March 30th, Montgomery, Alabama, at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale right now. Earthquake, Nephew Tommy, J.J. Williamson, Celebrity the Comedian. It's funny all day long. Everyone that hit that stage got what it takes, and you are in for a hell of a ride. Tickets on sale right now. That's Montgomery, baby. We going to the Gump, baby. I may not be smart, but I know what love is, Jenny.
All right. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter, and the subject is Figure Me Out or Get Out. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, figure me out or get out. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I met and immediately fell in love. I'm 28 and he's 34. I met him at work and he relocated and asked me to come with him after we had known each other for only 2.5 months. Everything was rosy back then and all I could think about was getting married and having babies with curly hair like his. My fairy tale life lasted for almost a year. We got married after I lived with him for about 8 months. It was a difficult time for me because it was the first time I had been away from my friends and family, and I wasn't working. He was a breadwinner, and he didn't like paying for my upkeep. So I walked around with bushy hair on top and below because he also didn't want to give me the money to get waxed. I insisted we go back to my hometown to get married, and he allowed it. I say allow because he has strict rules about everything. He likes me to dress modestly, and he screams at me when I speak out of turn. If we're having a discussion, I let him finish his complete thought, and then I'm allowed to say what I want or ask questions. I'm writing you because I'm doing all that I can to learn this man, but each day there's a new rule or guideline to follow. Some days are completely normal, and he's the fun man I fell in love with. But yesterday, he told me to figure him out or get out. Right after he said it, he said he was joking about getting out, but I think he was serious, and it slipped out. I will be a disgrace to my family if I go back home, and my friends will gloat in my face. Is my marriage fixable, or should I start packing up my life to move? Well, excuse me. You're miserable with this man. I mean, you know, that's quite obvious. I mean, why would you stay with him? He's not concerned about you, your happiness, your upkeep, anything. He's only interested in the things that serve him. I mean, marriage is serious. It requires more thought on your part than just having curly-haired babies with a man. I mean, you need to get back near your family and friends, I think, so you can they can be there for you after you leave your crazy husband with these stupid rules he's imposed and his control issues. You are not his child. You're his wife, and marriage is supposed to be a partnership. But he's more interested in a dictatorship, it sounds like, when he allows you to do things. And all this happened in just 1 year? I think your folks might talk stuff, you know, they might have a lot to say and all of that if you do decide to leave. But I think the real ones will support you and help you get through this. You've let yourself go for this man. You've got to get back to who you are, get a real job, get out of there. And like I said, get back to you. Steve?
Wow. You know, I don't normally start at the bottom of a letter because I like to walk people through the process, but I'm going to change that today. I'm starting at the bottom of the, figure me out or get out. Should I start packing up my life to move? My response to you is this: girl, go home. Run home. you can't get out of town fast enough. I can't even tell you how bad this is going to get. If you think it's bad now, you sign on the dotted line for this foolishness here. People don't understand something. A guy taught me this one time. He said, the day after you get married, the only thing that changes is the appearance of your left hand, third finger. That's it. At whatever you was before is going to continue and probably worsen. I don't even know what you see in this here. You don't know the man because you move too quickly. You 28, he 34. You met him at work and he relocated and asked you to come with him. And y'all only known each other for 2.5 months. You say everything was rosy back then. And all you could think about was getting married and having babies with this curly hair like his. But then you said your fairy tale life lasted for almost a year. You said we got married after I lived with him for about 8 months. So I didn't quite see that. I thought they was getting married, but you got married after you lived with him for about 8 months. It was difficult because you had never been away from your family and friends. You wasn't working. He was the breadwinner. See, remember now, he asked you to relocate with him. You didn't get a job. You just went with him. But now he don't like paying for upkeep. So now you walk around with bushy hair on top and below. We got to do something. Say what? That's all I'm saying. We got to get cut somewhere. We're going to get one cut. You know, I might not have money for two, but we got money for one. We got one cut. The decision is yours. Anyway, because he don't like to give you money for your upkeep. You don't get money to get waxed. But you insisted that you go back to your hometown to get married, and then you say he allowed it. I say aloud because he has strict rules about everything. He likes me to dress modestly and screams at me when I speak out of turn. What? Wait a minute, hold up. There's a man that's living with a woman and don't let her speak out of turn. What woman is this? Where she stay?
You'd like to meet her.
She just speak in her turn. Where's she at? It's not your turn yet.
It ain't as
okay. I don't know where this was at.
All right, hang on, Steve.
That ain't the one I live with.
We'll have part two of today's Strawberry Letter and your response coming up at 23 minutes after. The subject is Figure Me Out or Get Out. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is Figure Me Out or Get Out.
Look, like I said, I started at the bottom of this letter. Yes, lady, you should pack up and move home. You should go home. She come talking about, if I go back home, my friends will gloat in my face. Is my marriage fixable or should I start packing up my life to move? Girl, go home. No, this is not fixable. You're married to a narcissist. That's what you're married to, a person who only considers himself. He asks you to relocate with him. You relocate with him. You know, he's the breadwinner. He don't give you money for upkeep. You can't get your hair done. You can't get waxed. You're walking around. You're feeling crazy, looking crazy. He got rules at the house. And then he was the one that started it for me. Anyway, you say he allowed you. You wanted to get married in your hometown. He allowed it. But he has strict rules about everything. He likes me to dress modestly. And he screams at me when I speak out of turn. Out of turn. When my wife is talking, I be trying to get a turn. Let alone her speak out of turn. Where is she? Who you married to? Where this woman stay at? Shut up.
Bye.
I don't even know what I don't even know the end result of that in my house, but I can't help, lady, I don't even know how you going for that right there. I let him finish his complete thoughts, and then I'm allowed to say what I want or ask questions. So you're letting him treat you this way.
I'm writing you because I'm doing all that I can to learn this man, but each day there's a new rule or guideline to follow. Some days are completely normal, and he's the fun man I fell in love with. But yesterday he told me to figure him out or get out. Judge Lynn said this to me one time about women. She said her grandmama told her, don't ever let a man have to tell you twice he don't want you. Now, he's telling you in joke form. But he's living the whole life. He don't let you talk out of turn. He make you dress a certain way. He don't give you no money to fix yourself up. So anyway, right after he said it, he said he was joking about getting out. But I think he was serious and it slipped out. I will be a disgrace to my family if I go back home and my friends will gloat in my face. Is my marriage fixable or should I start packing up my life to move on? How are you going to be a disgrace to your family? So you going to stay there? Lady, you better get out of here before you mess around and have a child with this fool.
Ooh.
You don't have children right now. Go home. Go home. He not trying to do right. He about himself. You 2.5 months you moved in with the dude and left town. You don't know this guy. And now the person you've got to know him, the real person has emerged. And what you're dealing with is a narcissist. And what you're dealing with is a control freak. And what you're dealing with a person that's cheap, that don't care about your feelings and how you look, and don't let you talk because it's not your turn. I do. That's the only thing. The only redeeming
that really got you,
part.
Didn't it?
That's the only redeeming part in this letter. I want to know, what do he say to get you to be quiet while he talking? I just want to know what that is right there. You know, I don't want to learn nothing else. You know, I buy my girl. I do for my girl. Her upkeep is immaculate. I ain't got no problem with that. You can shop. You can go take care of yourself. You know, you can do what you want to do. I just want to know, what did he say to get you to stop talking? How can I get my wife to stop talking out of turn? How do I get my wife to let me have a turn sometimes? Sometimes I just want a turn. I don't want to interrupt you.
Right.
Just... can I talk without being interrupted? Because, fellas, I'm going to tell you the biggest part for us is when we do talk, y'all interrupt that. How many times? This is a very famous
word. We have more to say, obviously.
Oh, no. Here it is. Here's y'all's famous word. After we y'all and talk, we let you talk. Then we start talking. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not what happened. Oh, I remember exactly what happened. No, this is what you said. Well, no, baby, what I meant was, no. What you said was, God.
Well, get the facts straight.
But see, y'all ain't. See, right there. See how Carla interrupted me.
You wait for your turn.
See, Carla, you need to do like this lady in this letter and wait your damn turn. I just need to know.
I don't have no turns. I'm talking.
See, that's what I'm saying. What is this man saying to make you wait on your turn? That's all I want from you. Just send that in. Look, other than that, lady, I can't help you. But you can help me, though. Please tell me what he's saying to you to get him to get you to stop talking till it's your turn.
Yeah.
That's all I want from this letter. All my years of strawberry letter, I ain't heard this one yet. No, but yeah, lady, if you're 28 years old,
I
say go home.
Yeah.
He ain't trying to fix this. He wants it his way or the highway. And I don't know how far away from home you move, but I'm on the highway.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing. You ain't got no furniture.
And it's only been a year. She can get out.
Oh, all right. Get out now. I don't give a damn if it's
been. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the very free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, Junior waiting in the cut with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I want my last name to be Cousins, because Kirk Cousins is going to Atlanta. $180 million. I just want to be a cousin.
All this money,
man, Tommy. And $100 million guaranteed. This is his second $100 million contract.
God.
Golly. Oh, man, if you got a son, just make him start throwing the football. Just $180 million? Do you feel like he's worth $180 million?
No, it's not what you're worth. It's what you can negotiate.
Oh, God.
Clearly. It's never what you're worth. It's what you can negotiate.
It's what you can
Took
negotiate.
Me a long time to learn that.
Well, man, also, here's another big news. Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia, and the Giants fans is mad. Yeah. Godly. Did you see what Tiki Barber said? Tiki Barber said, "You dead to me, Saquon. Yes. You dead to me. You dead." Boy,
he's hurt, huh?
Man, they take that serious in New York. Philadelphia and the Giants?
Hold up, man.
Well, yeah, man.
Why you mad at Saquon? Giants got to pay the money the man asked for.
They
he done carried their football team. So you, what is Tiki Barber mad at him for?
Because he went to Philadelphia.
Dog, he went to where the money at, Tiki. The same place you to went.
Tiki.
Tiki. Whatever your damn name is.
You know what it is, Tiki Barber. Oh, man. Josh Jacobs leaving the Raiders, and he's going up to Green Bay, man. He got him a 4-year, $48 million deal. So, yeah, running backs is moving. They getting paid now. They getting paid
sure
now.
So which one of them come on go to Cleveland? I was wondering if Henry could come on going
man,
on to Cleveland.
He ain't signed with nobody yet, huh? Everybody so we're going to see.
And Junior, I agree with you 100. Now I found out you're right. They got to pay Russell Wilson. Denver got to pay him that $38 million.
Yeah, man. They
right.
got to pay it
you
to
right
him,
right yesterday. You
well,
absolutely
you know what,
right.
But let's get to this, though, man. Have y'all seen the story about Dak Prescott? Dak Prescott is filing a lawsuit against a woman who said he sexually assaulted her back in 2017, and she was extorting him, said, "We'll be quiet if you give me $100 million. And this was in Plano in 2017 in the backseat of his SUV. Now,
$100 million.
$100 million, just to be quiet.
Not only am I not going to be quiet, we can sing together. We can do that.
So,
we could have a group together. If you lying about that, no.
No.
If you lying about that.
Now, Dak's saying, hey, I guess they're coming back to him. So now he said, hey, listen, I'm not paying that. I'm filing a lawsuit because he didn't do it. He said false allegations. So,
all right. Coming up. At the top of the hour, a man feels like he's been betrayed by his hairstylist, and he needs some advice from you, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Steve, this is from Kingston in Richmond. Kingston says, I'm a 49-year-old man and my hair specialist adds hair to the front of my head for my hairline. I know you joke with Junior about this, but it might be hurtful. Let me tell you why. My hair specialist asked to do before and after videos of my hair, and he promised he'd cover my face. People still figured out that it's me because of my voice and the tattoo on my neck. My friend Chuck got the video and he spread it. I'll never be able to live this down. I want to knock my hair specialist out. How can I repay him for this embarrassment?
Well, it's not. You're not going to be able to do that. Cyberspace lives forever, so now it's out there. I want to address this part right here. That it might be hurtful to Junior. Junior, I didn't bring it up now. Day One or whatever his name is. What's his name?
His name is Kingston. The letter.
Day One, and his name is Kingston.
Kingston, yeah.
You don't really give a damn.
Yeah, I really don't. Nobody know him.
He's just trying to get to Junior in the hairline. Right.
Kingston up in here doing neck tattoos and putting them on video. Dog, we know it's you. Now, I know you tease Junior and it might be hurtful. The purpose for this is to try to hurt Junior. to get Junior to move forward. Now, I appreciate you, Kingston, for coming in and helping me with Junior. I'm trying to help you because I don't even
That's
know
so
you.
That's so ignorant.
But two things I need from you, Kingston. First of all, don't call me no more. Tell me how to treat my people that I mentor. And then secondly, can you send us your hairdresser number so we can let him see Kill? And see what we can do this right here. The only thing wrong so with Kia is that hairline. It just goes, oof. It just hit that
day. Oh, man.
And if we can just get it to move up in front of the headsets, so when we on the Zoom, like right now, he got his hat on backwards. Okay. See how he look? He got his hat on backwards. Now, put his headsets on.
There you go.
What is you proving? It's everything I'm saying.
No. I'm
what? I know you didn't put. I know you didn't take your hat on. Talking about here it go, No, here it go.
No,
where? No. Not here it go, Junior. It's there it go. There it go. Now, what you're not gonna do is tell me that I'm hurting Junior feeling. Cause what me and Tommy trying to get Junior to do is walk towards the light.
Yeah.
You know, listen to me. If you start to brush in your hair, and you put the brush on your hair. Behind your ear.
You don't need to do this no more.
Yeah. You don't need to do this no more.
If you brushing head more than half.
Yeah.
If you brushing head. Yeah. That's it's time to get
And it says all to it. And Junior good though, man. Junior great man, brother.
Man, we don't have no though. I don't care what Uncle Nip's saying. I love my hair. It's fine. It's
so, right. Junior, Kingston's saying that can hurt your feelings. Is that hurting your feelings?
Who?
Uncle Steve and Tommy,
you better get numb on this show. You better not let none of this bother you. You better not have no feelings in here.
That didn't answer the question. Yes or no?
Yeah. That hurt it'll bother me. No.
It doesn't?
No, I'm good.
But now ask me, do I care?
Yeah. Wait, no. Do you care about this hairline? Do you really care?
I do. I very much care about it.
He don't care about your feelings, Bill.
I think Junior was hard for you to let your curls and your waves go.
She's gone.
What? Yeah.
Took a minute to replace it. She's gone.
She be in the hairline.
That's a Hall & Oates song right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Thank you, Kingston. Appreciate you, dog.
Yeah. So you shout out, you thanking Kingston.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you, Kingston, for giving Unc some more ammo.
Hey, Kingston, please send us the number to your hairdresser that's putting these lining back on here. Junior, there is hope.
That front part.
Hope?
All right, listen. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so there's this nail spa in Atlanta. It's trending because a social media influencer posted a video while she was getting a pedicure and having Hennessy. Yes, Hennessy was being poured over her feet. The female influencer said in the video, quote, Atlanta, have you ever had a back massage or a mobile bar with signature drinks and snacks while you're getting your nails done? They have the 24-karat gold pedicure where they actually put the gold on your feet, and it feels amazing. So social media trolls began dragging the Hennessy pedicure and other beauty practices at the Buckhead Signature Nail Salon. Even Hennessy reps jumped in on the chat on X and commented, quote, we hope not.
I don't want no we drunk hope ass not. Feet. My feet drunk? I don't want.
You don't want Hennessy toes?
What is it supposed to do, though?
Get one of them little snippers that put that little bitty tiny little cut on there. You put a Hennessy on there. You're going to kick the teeth out your pedicure. I'll tell you that right now.
Have you had that? A cut in your cuticle?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The lady that just came through and did it, man. See, I used two ladies to come by the house.
So annoying.
Both of them Marjorie approved. The one of them is really, really good and never no problem. But this other one, she real fast. She do everything. She's like real herky-jerky. The other day, man, whew.
You don't know it till they gone, though.
Yeah,
you
and it's feel, the tiniest yeah, little
it'll be the next day.
Yeah, little tender toes.
All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now to play a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather only have your top row of teeth, or would you rather only have only be able to see straight ahead? So those are your options. Top row of teeth or only see straight ahead like a horse. Straight ahead like a racehorse.
So I gotta have these teeth, man.
Yeah.
So you don't need to turn your
so you only good.
I guess,
I'm
gonna have these teeth though. Me and this, these teeth and me gonna be straight.
Yeah.
Now,
what good is it if you turn your head to see but you ain't got no damn teeth? Now everybody know now.
To the left, to the right.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather butter pecan ice cream or banana pudding ice cream? Which
what
one
is that?
Favorite
butter
flavor?
Pecan.
Butter pecan. What a pecan? Who is that?
That's me.
Butter pecan. It's pecan.
All day.
It's pecan.
It's pecan. It depends.
What? Wait, what?
I say pecan. You guys say pecan.
Butter pecan ice cream?
Pecan. I don't want that.
Pecan. We're not talking about
pecan.
Yes. I always excuse say butter
me.
Pecan.
Excuse me. Do y'all have butter pecan ice cream?
Pecan? Whatever.
What are you? Damn.
The
would you rather?
That's why I don't nobody see Shirley. That's why a lot of people don't fool with you.
How could you say
because
pecan
I say butter pecan.
It's butter pecan.
Butter pecan. What do you want? Butter pecan or banana pudding?
We want a pecan.
Everybody says
pecan
banana pudding.
And a pecan pie. It's pecan.
Pecan pie. What are you talking about?
Man, I didn't know my coworker this bougie. I didn't know that.
Dumb. Shirley.
Man, I didn't know.
It's hard to relate to you.
Would you rather? Which ice cream flavor?
I'd rather pecan.
Well, okay. Based on how you saying it, I'm going to go with this banana pudding. Go ahead, at least.
Pecan.
I don't know, tell what the hell I'm finna get. The little tiny ass chips of butter pecan. Butter pecan.
Butter pecan.
Yeah, butter pecan.
Pecan,
all right,
what's next?
So moving on. So everybody wants what?
We want what we know how to pronounce.
They want butter pecan. But
I...
You right. Won't call her to start doing Would You Rather.
Because she put says it like you guys say it.
Next, Shirley. Next, Lord.
Yeah. The Casper slide or the wobble?
Well, I don't even know the Casper slide. I'm the wobble.
Hey,
because you spent all day.
That just separated us right there.
Yeah.
All right. At 49 minutes, that's today's round of Would You Rather. God. We'll be back with our closing. Steve will close out the show at 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. And, Steve, we didn't get a chance to get to this question. from Jacinda in Kenwood before we get out of here. Jacinda says, one of the elders at the church gave me a handful of folded bills two Sundays ago. I heard he was losing his marbles, so I kept the money so I could give it back to his wife. This past Sunday, I put the $400 in cash in her hand and explained what happened. At the end of service, she confronted me like I want her old man. I told her to watch her tone and to be grateful I returned the money. How do I keep her from spreading untruths about me at my church?
See right there. See right there.
What?
A lot of times, y'all don't understand a blessing. You know.
She should have just kept the money.
If he losing his marbles, maybe the Lord sent him to you with them loose marbles and put that $400 in your hand. That's a blessing. What are you talking to his wife for? Why?
She thought she was doing the right thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, now... Now you're trying to take her little old ignorant ass husband.
That's what his wife thinks.
Who wants... Who wants somebody that ain't rapped right? Who? Nobody.
Yeah. Nah.
You don't sign up for that, especially an old man. You do not do that. Don't even worry about that. So, no, you did the wrong thing, and I don't know what you should do. You know, you could put it on the church bulletin board that I returned the $400 to Elder Reefus, and because he tried to hit on me with it, but I gave it back.
No.
Church-like
no.
Or you can make a church announcement. Thank you all for coming out. Our church announcements. Brother Parnell placed $400 in my hand, but I knew it was a test from the Lord because we all know he's not doing well. He's suffering with some loose marbleisms. And so what I've decided to do is return the money and tithe it to the church. I'd have gave that $400 at my tithe and covered a couple of weeks.
Okay.
You know, you got to get creative. You know, when you're dealing with fools, you got to counter foolery.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But she is concerned that the wife is going to start spreading.
What are you doing? You're on the Zoom, Tommy.
We can see your legs.
Where's your clothes at?
He has a shirt.
I got shorts. We don't know that. All we looking at is thighs. What are you doing?
My
your bare leg.
I didn't even see it.
Look, I'm sitting here going, dog. And that just happened to me, man. I was on my fireside chat. I was on my fireside chat, and this man got on the Zoom. I don't know who let him in. He laying in bed with no shirt on and a chain with the sheet with pulled it up just over his nipples talking to me. I said, oh, dog, where your clothes at? I ain't never had no conversation with no man in no bed, dog. Where your clothes? He had his top up. And talking like, I thought he was in the hospital. Then I'm looking at my nephew, and all of a sudden, all I see is thigh. Well, what is you doing?
I told you, Tommy, you can see your legs.
I got shorts on.
I said, what did he have lost his damn mind?
Did you know how easily Steve is distracted?
Right. So I got nerves.
I'm trying to help the lady at the church. All of a sudden, he up rubbing his thigh. I'm going, hold up, man. Dog, what is you doing? We on the Zoom, Tommy. Hey,
Tommy, I got a tan.
We on the Zoom, Tommy. They can see you.
Dog, I got a tan.
Oh, you got a tan, Tommy?
Man,
were you
break.
Trying to show everyone?
Nah, I was trying to see the coloration myself. I was like, hey, man, much sun for me.
I promise you.
Boy, too much sun.
Well, you upset your uncle.
This is another subject. I think our kids, I think they think they're supposed to go somewhere every spring break. I think that's just in their head now that you're supposed to get a trip. You're supposed to do something.
Mm, I wonder where they got that from.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Well, I tell you, over here, my husband shut that down. He looked at Tasha, staycation. He just got a car, going back upstairs.
Hello. Staycation.
You
just got a car.
Staying at home.
Go outside and sit in your car.
Hello. Happy spring break.
How's her driving, Carla?
She's a really, really good driver.
Oh, that's good.
She's a really good. You know, you worry about the other people on the road. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The other
that's
drivers.
That's right.
But she
that's
is
good.
That's how my father taught me how to drive. He taught me how to drive. Yeah. You already know what you're going to do. Uh-huh. You got to watch
everybody else.
Yeah.
Defensively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep looking in that rear view mirror. Look on your side mirrors. Watch them. You know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Keep your eye on them. And that has kept, that made me a really, really good driver, though.
Yeah.
But I was driving since I was 13 because I had to take my mama to church.
Wow.
I think the biggest thing my daddy taught me was don't be the first one pull off that light. Hold up a minute.
Right. And they teach
let a couple
them that.
Seconds
they
go
teach
by.
Them that. Yep.
Because the fool is coming. The fool is coming.
She does that too. She's at the light. She'll look both ways and then. She's really good. She likes to drive on the freeway more in the city because all that stopping and going and turning and all that.
What?
She likes to just get on the freeway, get in her little
That's
lane.
Good.
And
good.
I remember, you know what? I remember the exact first time I ever drove on the freeway.
Oh, do you?
I know the exact first time. I was in a 68 station wagon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the first time I drove on the freeway.
Were you scared?
Freeway
How
different
was it?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Them people mad now. Them people on that freeway, they mad.
Yeah. What's with all the road rage?
They mad.
Calm down, everybody. Road rage.
All right, Steve. Take
Have
out.
A great day, y'all. Talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. In the meantime, y'all stay in peace. We out.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.